12:33.
The Dalai Lama was in Albuquerque in 91 giving a big lecture. And after the lecture, he said, "I'll take a few questions." Young lady jumps up and said, "Your Holiness, what's the single most important thing I can do?" "Routine." "Next question." That's who we are. We become what we do.
Watching the county championship, Cardus felt that he might be hard put to find material for a column from some of the matches. He had previously liked workmen who knew how to finish a task, claiming some of the most fascinating cricketers were slowish scorers. He began to change his mind in the late 50s, recoiling from matches so slow that you could feel the cycles of nature turning through them. Of one Trevor Bailey innings, he reflected, before he had gathered together 20 runs, a newly married couple could have left Heathrow and arrived in Lisbon, there to enjoy a honeymoon. By the time Bailey had congealed 50, the happily wedded pair could easily have settled down in a semi-detached house in Surbiton, and by the time his innings had gone to its close, they conceivably might have been divorced.
Sometimes the music is used, say, to make people feel happy and joy, but on some occasions we do use the music as a weapon to against man's inhumanity toward man.
Alan Bennett said he refused a knighthood because it would have felt too much like wearing a suit every day. Cardus, who did wear a suit every day, accepted without hesitation. He explained why. His humble self was pretty certain that I'd enjoy being a knight, adding it was not for the likes of me to go counter to the pleasure of Her Majesty.
I believe in this. Begin and the work shall show you how. Meaning discovers you if you put yourself in the occasion. Look at it this way. If you were with your beloved at a sunset, you wouldn't ask your beloved, "I wonder what the sun means tonight." You would say, "Was it a meaningful experience?"
In 1968, Edith died of a heart attack. No other death left such a cold space in his life. Husband and wife lived apart, but they spoke daily on the telephone. Each bolstered the other. In the short time she basked in his knighthood, Edith liked to shop at Fortnum and Mason, purely so she could order a delivery and tell the cashier in broad Lancastrian, "I'm Lady Cardus, thou knows."
On the first point, you talk in the book about W.H. Auden visiting in 1967 for the first time in 30 years, and noting that, I quote, "they seemed simply to have cleared away the whole thing and started again." And elsewhere, you mention Herbert Manzoni, which is such a great name, by the way, who was the city's architect and who said, I quote again, "I have never been very certain as to the value of tangible links to the past. They're often more sentimental than valuable." That's an attitude that seems very different from a lot of other places in Britain. Where do you think that mindset came from?
Well, I think it comes partly just from the fact that Birmingham does change a lot. So Birmingham expands. So there's a lot of architectural change. So I suppose in my lifetime, the Birmingham Central Library has been pulled down and rebuilt three times. And partly there's much less of a sense of kind of a fixed past in Birmingham. So I'm sitting in my office in the Strand in London now. And, you know, if I walk a bit east of my office, I could walk into the City of London. I'd be in a street network that has existed since the Middle Ages. And I could walk a bit west and I'd be into Westminster, where, again, you know, I'd be surrounded by buildings that have existed for a long time. It's very hard to find that kind of area in Birmingham.
He liked Gary Sobers, whose idea of a cricket ball, as he waited for it, bat in hand, was of an object to be removed forcibly and at once and far into the distance. 4:12:33.